Imagine being trapped in a remote mountain rest stop during a blizzard, only to discover that one of your fellow stranded travelers has a kidnapped child locked in their van. This is the nightmare Darby Thorne faces in No Exit, when a desperate drive to see her dying mother turns into a fight for survival. What begins as bad luck, being caught in a snowstorm on December 23rd with failing windshield wipers on treacherous Backbone Pass, transforms into something far more sinister when Darby seeks refuge at the Wanapa rest stop. Inside, she meets four strangers: chatty Ashley with his asthma inhaler, middle-aged Ed with a drinking problem, his cousin Sandy absorbed in her tablet, and Lars, a thin young man with unsettling watchfulness. When Darby steps outside to find cell service and glimpses a child's hand reaching through bars inside a van, her priorities instantly shift. Someone among these seemingly ordinary travelers is a predator, and Darby must determine who before time runs out for the imprisoned child. With no cell service and roads blocked by the blizzard, Darby becomes a reluctant detective in a deadly game. She carefully matches vehicles to owners through casual conversation. Ashley owns a snow-buried car, Ed and Sandy share an F-150 truck, leaving Lars as owner of the van containing the kidnapped child. When Lars briefly leaves to use the restroom, Darby seizes her chance, venturing into the howling blizzard with a cup of hot chocolate for the frightened child. Inside the van, she discovers a young girl named Jay Nissen from San Diego, trapped in a dog crate with duct tape over her mouth and a mysterious bandaged hand injury she cryptically calls a yellow card. As Darby promises to help, footsteps approach, Lars returning to his van. In a split-second decision that could cost her life, Darby hides inside, tucking herself under blankets mere feet from where Lars sits, completely unaware of her presence. The van becomes a suffocating prison as she witnesses his disturbing one-sided conversation with Jaybird and discovers a bullet on the floor, grim confirmation that Lars is armed and the situation even more dangerous than she imagined. Returning to the visitor center, Darby observes Lars with new insight, noting his calculating eyes behind a laughing facade. She pulls Ashley aside in the men's restroom to share her discovery about Jay, showing photo evidence on her phone. Ashley appears shocked and suggests a plan. Darby will lure Lars outside while he attacks him with a rock wrapped in a sock. But when Darby exits, Lars doesn't follow, and she realizes Ashley has been complicit all along. The devastating truth emerges. Ashley and Lars Garver are brothers, with Ashley as the mastermind behind his nervous, helpful persona. His asthma inhaler and chattiness were calculated deceptions. Cornered in the visitor center, Darby faces Ashley's now cold, emerald eyes across the table. Through a threatening napkin note, "If you tell them, I kill them both," and physical violence, breaking her nose, Ashley maintains control. When Ed and Sandy grow suspicious, Darby feigns submission with a note: "You win, I won't say a word." Her attempted escape to the restroom fails when Ashley attacks from behind with a plastic bag. Darby, fighting for survival, bites through the bag and escapes through the window as Ashley attacks her. Meanwhile, Jay uses the Swiss Army knife Darby gave her to break free from her kennel. When Ashley and Lars reach the parking lot, they find only Jay's footprints leading into the snow. Ashley forces Darby to help search for Jay, knowing the San Diego native won't last long in the blizzard. They track her for 30 minutes, with Darby calling out under gunpoint. But Jay has cleverly circled back to the visitor center, where she finds Ed and Sandy and reveals everything. The group splits into opposing sides: Darby, Jay, Ed, and Sandy against the Garver brothers. Darby shows Ashley's threatening note and declares the center their Alamo until help arrives. But as they prepare for confrontation, Sandy betrays them, spraying mace in Darby's eyes and letting the brothers in. The truth emerges: Sandy has been their accomplice all along. As Darby crawls away with Jay's help, Ed confronts Ashley with only a lug wrench. Despite Ashley's promise of mercy, he shoots Ed with his nail gun, sneering, "You forgot. I'm a liar, too." In a horrific display, Ashley nails Ed's mouth shut, leaving him to die slowly. Darby and Jay flee through the restroom window and attempt to steal Sandy's truck, but discover Ashley had sabotaged all vehicles. While Darby tries to remove the nails, she gets confirmation that police are en route, but Ashley catches them before they can escape. At the visitor center, Ashley reveals his betrayal to Sandy before murdering her as Lars watches with pleasure, mocking her plans to donate to women's shelters. Highway patrolman Ron Hill responds to Darby's text, but arrives too late. Ashley forces Darby to reveal where she hid his keys, then executes Ed with the nail gun despite her compliance. Ashley reveals his true plan, selling Jay to his uncle Fat Kenny, a child trafficker in Idaho. As he aims his nail gun at Darby, Officer Hill shoots her, misreading the scene. Ashley kills Hill and attacks an arriving snowplow driver. While Ashley pins down the wounded driver, Jay appears behind him with Lars's gun. She fires at point-blank range. Ashley laughs at first, then realizes the fatal head wound. With her final strength, Darby writes Kenny's information on her wrist, ensuring the trafficking ring's exposure. The investigation reveals Fat Kenny had already arranged potential buyers for Jay. Darby's sacrifice led to the network's dismantling, saving countless children from similar fates. 46 days after the harrowing events, Jay visits Darby's grave with her parents. The polished headstone reveals Darby's full name, Maya Bellinge Thorne. Standing before it, Jay reflects on the aftermath, her hospitalization, the media attention, and how people spoke reverently of those who perished, Edward Schaefer, Corporal Ron Hill, and most significantly, Darby Thorne, the restless art student who transformed from stranger to guardian angel in one violent night. The irony isn't lost on Jay, how Darby, who struggled with her own maternal relationship, would ultimately give her life protecting someone else's child. Her story became a beacon of hope, proving that one person's courage can indeed change the world, even if they don't live to see the change they've created. What makes this thriller particularly compelling isn't just its claustrophobic setting or relentless pacing, but its ordinary protagonist thrust into extraordinary circumstances that test her moral courage and physical endurance. In an era where psychological thrillers dominate the market, this story stands out for its perfect blend of character development and white-knuckle suspense that keeps readers guessing until the final page.